From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump downplays lingering divisions within his party as he prepares to accept his nomination in a nationally televised address. Party divisions were evident on the final day of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, as Trump's main rival for the presidential nomination, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, resumed a public feud with the New York tycoon. On Thursday, Cruz defended his decision not to endorse Trump during a convention speech the night before, despite a past pledge that he made to support his party's nominee. Speaking to Republicans from his home state of Texas, Cruz said he would not honor that pledge because of perceived insults by Trump against his family.
And that pledge was not a blanket commitment that if you go and slander and attack Heidi, that I'm going to nonetheless come like a servile puppy dog and say thank you very much for maligning my wife and maligning my father.
Well, Trump responded to Cruz's comments on Twitter by saying party unity prevails. Trump tweeted, "Other than a small group of people who have suffered massive and embarrassing losses, the party is very united. Great love in the convention arena." Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during a three-month state of emergency that it declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup. Ankara said Thursday it will follow France's example by invoking the European Convention's Article 15 that allows suspending certain human rights obligations during times of war or public emergencies. Turkish lawmakers are expected to approve President Erdogan's call for the three-month state of emergency that he made late Wednesday. This is VOA News.